Today's daf is Psachim Daf Tzadik Beis, and we are at the Mishnah, two lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Aleph Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schus before Shalema. For Shlomo ben Tzara Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leah, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, and Miro bas Sara Rivka. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus for Yecheska Shrago ben Miro, and today's daf is being learned for Ilu Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol L'chaim Toivim, Ramoshe Chaim. So we're continuing to discuss halachos related to the carbon Pesach. Zok the Mishnah, Oinein, someone that's in Oinein. So an Oinein is someone that lost one of his family members, a family member for whom he would have to sit Shiva, for whom he would be an Avel. So until the actual Kfura, the Avelim have a din of an Oinein, which has a special status in halacha. An oinein's pater min hamitzvos, as it's going to relate to our sugya, an oinein cannot eat kachim, says the Mishnah, stating that someone that is an oinein, he can go to the mikvah and he can eat the carbon pesach in the evening. Gemara will explain. However, the oinein would not be able to do the same thing as it relates to other forms of kachim. Hashemeya al mesay, if somebody hears that one of his relatives died, meaning he wasn't present at the time that this relative died, and he found out some time later about this misa. So the halacha is that day that he hears about the death of this relative, the person has a din of an oinein midrabbanan. So it says the Mishnah, someone that was shemei al mesa, or hamalakid le'atzamais, or if somebody moves the atzamais of one of his parents, so he moves it from one burial place to another burial place, he would go to the mikvah and he'd be able to eat all forms of kachem that evening. Meaning, not only would he be allowed to eat the carbon pesach, but he'd be able to eat all forms of kachem. Gershin, this guy better pesach, a ger that was megayer on Yudal and Nisan, on Erev Pesach, Bishamah says, he can go to the mikvah, and as long as he was megayer Erev Pesach, he's a yid. So, Bilel Tezvav, the time that you're supposed to eat from the carbon pesach, he'll be able to eat from the carbon pesach. B'tzilu says, "Ha'perish min ha'orla, k'perish min ha'kever." If someone does bris milah, meaning he's perish min ha'orla, he was an orel, and now because of the bris milah, he distanced himself from the orla, he's no longer an orel, it's k'perish min ha'kever. Just like someone that comes in contact with a kever, he's perish from a kever, he becomes tameh for 7 days. Says Basil, so too, if someone's perish min ha'orla, he would be tameh for 7 days as well. Either way, it's a short Mishnah, but there's a lot there, and the Gemara is going to explain literally every single aspect of the Mishnah. So the first halacha was oinein, someone that's an oinein, toivel, he goes to the mikvah, for oicheles pischei l'erev, he'll be able to eat the carbon pesach in the evening. Now this Mishnah is a very big chiddush. The reason is an oinein is not allowed to eat kachim. If an oinein is not allowed to eat kachim, why is it that if he's an oinein, b'leil tesvav, at the leil haseder, he'd be able to eat from the carbon pesach? At the end of the day, the carbon pesach is kachim. An oinein is not allowed to eat kachim, right? We're talking about someone that's still an oinein, b'leil tesvav. Says the Mishnah, go to the mikvah, and then you'll be able to eat from the carbon pesach. Says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? At the end of the day, an oinein's never allowed to eat kachim. Says the Gemara, kasavra aninus delayla derabbanan. This that an oinein remains an oinein at night is only a din derabbanan. Midday raisa, there's a concept of aninus. It says in the Torah, le'yachalti ba'oinim imeni. There's no question that the idea of aninus is a deraisa. It's a biblical idea. But at the same time, this manda omar, the time of our Mishnah holds that the deraisa din of aninus is only by yoin. At night, aninus is only the rabbanan. Therefore, v'gabi pesach lo yimidu devrei m'machin karis. Carbon pesach, which is a kares type of kachim. So the chachamim said that we're going to relax our decree. Meaning, even though really we impose aninus even balayla, but here in the face of carbon pesach, it's not something that you have to worry about. Gabi kachim. However, as it relates to ordinary achilas kachim, even though achilas kachim is a mitzvah, but there hamidu debrei b'makom aseh, the chachamim said that we're going to stand by our position, and the halach is going to be that even though there's a mitzvah to eat kachim, and even though really midday raisa, so you're not an oinein, however, you should observe your aninus the rabbanon, even if it means coming at the expense of not being able to eat from the carbon pesach. So that explains the first line of the Mishnah. Oinein toivav oilach es pischei la'erev, avalei b'kachim. Why? Because the Tana of the Mishnah holds that aninus belayla is only a dindurabanan. Achilas Pesach is an achila of kachin that's a din that has with it an oinish karis. Shar kachim has nothing to do with karis. When it came to karis, the chachamim said, don't worry about aninus laila. When it came to shar kachim, the chachamim said, I'm sorry, you have no choice. We're going to be maimed our words. We are going to impose the aninus laila, even though there's a situation of an aseh d'achilas kachim. The Mishnah continued and said, shemeya al mesai. So if someone hears about the one of his relatives that died, or v'ha'malaket lo yatzamais, or if someone was malaket, he moved the yatzamais of one of his family members, so the halach is toivel v'oichel the kachim. Goes to the mikvah, and then he's going to be able to eat the kachim. So what's Pashup Shad in the Mishnah? Pashup Shad is because Hashemeya al-Mesai has a din of an oinein, but he only has a din of an oinein midrabonon. Ha'malaket lo yatzamais also has a din of anoinin, but he too only has a din of anoinin midrabbanan. Being that over here, the whole cheftza of the aninus is a derabbanan type of aninus, here the chachamim said, you're even going to be able to eat kachem. Meaning, aninus laila, the underlying aninus is an aninus de oiraisa. This person's a legitimate oinin. It just so happens, at night, there's no aninus de oiraisa. So over there, even b'makim kachim, the chachamim said, we're still going to impose the aninus laila. As opposed to Hashemei al-Mesai and Amalaki le'atzomais, there, the whole mitzios of the aninus is only midrabanon. Therefore, the chachamim said that you can be toivo and you'll even be able to eat kachim. But the Gemara has another problem. It sounds like this person himself was Malaki tatzomais. It sounds like he came in contact with the bones and he moved it from point A to point B. For the Gemara, Malaki tatzomais, if he came in contact with the bones, forget about aninus. Forget about whether the aninus is the rice or it's the rabban habayas al shlishi vishvi. He's Tomei Tomas Meis, because he came in contact with bones of a mace. Says the Gemara, Emesh Luk Deloy Atzameis. You have to tweak the gears in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't mean Hamalaki Deloy Atzameis, that he himself did it, but rather what it means is Sheliktu Deloy Atzameis. It was done on his behalf. Therefore, he himself never came in contact with Atzameis. He's not Tomei Tomas Meis. The only question at hand over here is the fact that he's a Noyne. He's only a Noyne Midurabonon, being that the whole underlying Aninus is only a Durabonon. So therefore, as it relates to Achilas Kachim, Chacham said, you don't have to worry about it. The Mishnah concluded with a Machloy. Very interesting machloikis. Gerish and Eskayr be'erev Pesach. Somebody was Megayr Erev Pesach. Now, a ger is chayv in Karban Pesach, just like an ordinary yid is chayv in Karban Pesach. It's psukim in the Torah. There's no question. What happened is this ger was Megayr on Erev Pesach. Beisil said a chumro. Beisil said a pirish mina arla is kapirish mina kever. And it's for that reason he's tummy now for 7 days, and it's for that reason he will not be able to bring the carbon pesach. It's as if he came in contact with a mace. That's a classic textbook example of someone that would have to bring the pesach sheni. Bishamai says, no, toivil v'oichel es pischoy la'erev. You'll be able to bring the carbon pesach tonight. Beisil says a chiddish that a pirish mina arla is kapirish mina kever. So the Gemara says, I'm a rabbi bar bachanam, Rabbi Yoich, Rabbi Bachano, who is a Talmud Rabbi Yoich, and he says, I'll tell you what I heard from the Greiser Rebbe. Machlik is this machloikis between Bishan and Bishil, whether you say a perish man or is a perish man or not, that's only an oral of a nachri. The Mishnah's case, a gerish and a skyer. The Bishil, Savi Bishil said, we're afraid that this same person the following year may be Tomei, and he's going to say, last year, I don't know, I just went to the mikvah on Erev Pesach, and I was able to eat from the carbon Pesach. I'll do the same thing this now. This person is not going to realize the shtak nachri have. The previous year he was a nachri, v'lei mekabel tumma. A nachri is not mekabel tumma. Achshav Yisrael. Now he's a yid, u'mekabel tumma, and he's mekabel tumma. Beishami Savri Legas Ridon. Beishami wasn't worried about this exact. No, Rabbi Yechanan said the reason Rabbi Yechanan sent a perishman or Arlos, a perishman or kever, is not because he holds Arlos like a mace. That's not what he means. What he means is a gzeira. It's only a dinder rabbanan. The dinder rabbanan is that a tummy is not allowed to break the carbon pesach. Obviously, that's an oversimplification. But in many instances, someone that's tummy is not allowed to break the carbon pesach. Now, an ena Yehudi is not mekabel tumah. If that's the case, a gerish and a sky in Erev Pesach, it doesn't matter if he came in contact with a mace that morning. The halach is he'll be able to bring the carbon pesach that night. Why? Because a goy is not mekabel tumah. So if he's not mekabel tumah, so there's no tumah component. As a result, it's not a problem. But still, was worried that maybe next year he's going to end up doing the same thing. And you know, he's going to think, I don't know, the year before I came in contact with a mace in the morning and I brought the carbon pesach at night. He may think he could do the same thing this year. Now, of course, it's fundamentally different. The year before, he wasn't a yid, and as a result, he wasn't mekabel tumah. Now he is it, and he is mekabel tumah. So we still said, how are we going to make sure this doesn't happen? We have to get involved. We need some rabbinic intervention. So Mishul said, Chacham came, and they made a gzera. And they said that when a ger is megayer, you're automatically tamei for 7 days. The maximum amount of time a person could be tamei, says Rashi, is 7 days. If you tell the person he has to wait 7 days, then this will never happen the following year. Because in the worst case scenario, the person will know he has to wait 7 days. If he waited 7 days, he's pretty much out of the water anyways. The point is that this was all based on Gzeira. What's the Gzeira? That this year, he came in contact with Tumma, and it wasn't a problem. So he may end up doing the same thing the next year. So said Rabbi Yochanan, that's only a Gzeira if you're not a Yid. And the Arla is an Arla of Anochi. Aval Arla Yisrael. But in the event that this Arla was a Yisrael, meaning he's a Yid that didn't do Bris Milia, even Beit Shmuel would agree that just Pitoivo, and tonight you'll be able to bring the carbon pasach. V'lo yigazrin an Aro Yisrael misham Aro Nachri. There's no reason to make the gzeira Aro Yisrael misham Aro Nachri. By an Aro Yisrael, you don't have this issue. Why? Because even an Aro Yisrael is mekabel tumah. The whole point is that a Nachri is not mekabel tumah. So therefore, his rabbi is going to tell him, just toivel and go to bring the carbon pasach. What do you mean? He came in contact with a mace in the morning. So that may throw him off the following year. But that will never happen with an Aro Yisrael. So by an Aro Yisrael, being that he's subject to the laws of Tumah, even though he's an Aro, but the laws of Tumah he's subject to, said Gzeira doesn't make sense. There's also no reason to make Gzeira Aro Yisrael Atu Aro Nachri. It's for that reason, this is not a problem. So what Rabbi Yochanan said, which sounds a little bit like a chiddush in the Mishnah, right? Why does it sound like a chiddush? It sounds like Arla is like a mace. But says the Gemara, it's really a Mufurisha Brais. There was never a machlok between Misham and Bisila as it relates to an Ara Yisrael. Everybody agrees. Go to the mikvah, and tonight you'll be able to eat from the garment pesach. What was the machlok? It's Ara Nachri. An Ara, that's a Nachri. Misham and Misham says, Taiba Vaychalas Pischala Erev. But it's an open Mufurish Brais that says the machlok was only by an Ara Nachri. There was never a machlokes regarding an Aral Yisrael. Amar Rava. Aral. Rava said, Aral hazah v'izamel hemidu devrei b'makom karis. There are three times, Rava said, that the Chachamim were so careful about their rabbinic decree that they said that I'm going to impose our decree even in the face of karis. Meaning, you would think that the Makim Karis, the Rabbanah, would relax any takana that they made. But Rava said, I'll give you three examples where the Chachamim imposed their din, even the Makim Karis. What are those three examples? Oril, Hazah, and Izamel. The Gemara is going to explain. Oinein, Umitzayru, Besapras. But then Rava said, I can give you three examples where Lohim, Midu, Debrem, and Makim Karis. But to the contrary, the Chachamim said that even though this is a the Rabbanah, and it's a pretty big deal, but in the face of Karis, you don't have to worry about it. So, Oril, what's the case of Oril? Hadam Marim, we just said it. What are we referring to? We just said a lot of things. We mean Beisil. Beisil said, "Apirish mina arlus, kapirish mina kever." This person that was Megayer and Erev Pesach, he's a full-fledged Yid. He's obligated to bring the carbon Pesach. And he could. It's not a problem. He's tar. Even if he came in contact with a mace that day, doesn't matter, because he wasn't Mekabel Tumah. So really, he can bring the carbon Pesach. And still, because of Gzeira, Beis Hillel said, "Hapirish mina arlo, kapirish mina kever." B'makim karis, they would impose such a gzeira. So Rava said, "This is my first of three examples where you find that the Chachamim imposed a din even b'makim karis." Hazah, what's Hazah? The Amar Mar, we learned Hazah Shvus Veinu Doiches Hashabbos. We saw this earlier in the Masechta. It's talking about somebody that is Tamei Tumas Meis. The seventh day fell out on Yud Dalid Nisan. It was also Shabbos. Now, Karban Pesach is Doiches Shabbos. The question is, this person is Tamei right now. In order for him to be Tar, we have to spritz on him from the Parah Adumah. In order to do that, you'll have to do what's called Hazah. Hazah is something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Now, the reason you're not allowed to do Hazah on Shabbos, the Gemara says, is Gzeira Shemi Yaviren Udalan Amas Bishos Haravim. This is the lesser known example of where Chazal used the Gzeira of Shemi Yaviren Udalan Amas Bishos Haravim. But at the end of the day, it's only a Shvos. So, because of Gzeira Shemi Yaviren, we don't do Hazah on Shabbos. By not doing Hazah on Shabbos, this person is not going to be able to bring the Karmel Pesach. So, Rava said, this is another example where the Chachamim imposed their laws, even in the face of Karis. Izamel, finally, the third one is the case of the Izamel. The Tanya learned to the Bais, Kshem Shem the context is Perek Rav Eliezer de Mila, where the Chachamim say that even though Mila is Leicha Shabbos, but Machshire Mila is not Leicha Shabbos. So you could do the actual Bris Mila on Shabbos, but you can't carry the Izemel. That's the knife that's going to be used for the Bris Mila on Shabbos. Rav Eliezer argues, he holds it is. The Brisa said that according to the Chachamim, that Machshire Mila is not Leicha Shabbos. So you can't carry the Izemel in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You also can't carry it Derech Gagois, Derech Chatzeros, Derech Karfifois, of Mesachtas Erev and fame. But even that's not okay. What do you mean? That's only questions of Aitzah Midrabanan. So you see that even though we're dealing with an Issa Drabanan, still the Chachamim were Himidu Divrei B'makom Karis. Now just to speak out one knech, what's the Karis over here? So Pasha, you would say, Mila. Milas Karis. So Rashi says it's not what it means. The reason is because who are we dealing with? Who's Bris Mila? A Katan. This is a Mila Bismane. We're doing Mila on the eighth day. Katan Lad Bar Karis, Rashi says. So the Karis in our suit, you can't really be Bris Mila. So what is it? So Rashi comes up with a Holy Kimta. It's talking about where this was Erev Pesach, and the father of the Katan wants to bring the Karban Pesach. And there's a halacha that you can't bring the Karban Pesach if you're an Arel. You also can't bring the Karban Pesach if one of your children are Arelim. So doing the Bris Mila is going to impact the Karis of the Pesach of the father. He's a Bar Karis, and that's what we mean, and still it's not okay. So this is the third example of where Chachamu Rehemidu Devreim, even B'makim Karis. Again, what are the three examples? Aro, that's Pesul, Shita, Nar, Mishnah, Perish, Menor, Arlo, Kaperish, Menakever, Hazah, Shemi, Yavireno, Dalam, Pshus, Rabim. We don't do Hazah, Yud, Dal, and Nisan, Kishacholias, Beshabbos, for someone that's Tomei, Tomas, Meis, and Izemel, we wouldn't carry the Izemel to do a Mila Beshabbos. According to the Chacham and the Machshir, Mila is not Derech Shabbos. Even Derech Gagwitz, Chatzeres, and Karfifos, even though it's going to impact the father of this child, not being able to bring the Karban Pesach. Rabbah said this three times with the Chacham and Wolohi Midu Devrayim B'makom Karis. Okay, what were the three examples? An Oinein, a Metzayro, and a Beis HaPras. Oinein Hadam Morin. Oh, that was our Mishnah. Aninos, Laila, is a Dinder Rabbanon. And the Chacham said, if someone's an Oinein, meaning they didn't bury the mace yet. And now it's nighttime, being that the whole Aninos at night is only the Rabbanon, a type of Eicheles Pischon. And we said the reason is because it's Karis. Lo Yimidu Devreim B'makim Karis. So that's the first example of where Lo Yimidu Devreim B'makim Karis. Mitzayir Mahi. What's Mitzayir? Time to learn to the Bible. Mitzayir Shechol Shemidu Shalai Be'erif Pesach. Mitzayir, whose eighth day. This is the day that he had to go to the Azorah Shar Niknar. He had to take his thumbs and put them inside the Azorah Lefnei Hashem. And he had to have all the Matan Behoinois. Right? The very esoteric purification process of the Mitzayir is what's taking place now, and this happened on Erev Pesach. Okay, that's fine. But he also happened to have been a Bal Keri that day. So the Braisa says, Toivel, he should go to the mikveh, and then afterwards, and do what he has to do. It's a very big chiddush. The reason is because a Bal Keri that goes to the mikveh still has to wait until evening until he becomes tar. Until evening happens, he's a Tful Yoyim. A Tful Yoyim is not allowed to enter the Azara. This Mitzayra is going to, on some level, have to enter the Azara in order for him to become pure. So why does this work? So the Braisa addresses it. Amru Chachamim. The Chachamim said, Afal Pisha Tful Yom Eino Nichnas. Even though a Tful Yom should not be able to enter the Azara, Zen Nichnas, he can't. The reason is, Mutav Yavi Yaseh Yesh Beikaris, V'yit Chaseh Shein Beikaris. Because we're dealing with Karban Pesach, that's what's at stake. Because if this Mitzayra won't be pure, if he won't be able to bring this Karban, if he won't get Tahar, he won't be able to bring the Pesach. Pesach is Karis. So let the Aseh of Karis be Doicha the Aseh of Tful Yoyim entering Machna Levia, which is only a drop. Rabbi Yochanan said, there isn't even an Isra Aseh for a Tful Yoyim to enter the Beis HaMikdash. And because the Pasuk says, it's referring to a Chatzar where they said a Chiddush. What was the Chiddush? Tful Yoyim lo yikanes b'machna levia. So you see this whole halacha that a Tful Yoyim is not allowed to enter Machna Levia is only a Din Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, don't worry about a Tful Yoyim not entering Machna Levia. Let the Mitzayra do whatever he needs to do. It's like this will be able to bring the Karban Pesach. This is an example where loyhi midu chachamim divreim b'makom karis. What's divreim in this context? A tful yoyim not being allowed to enter machna levia. What's the karis? The same karis as it's been the entire sugya. It's the Karban Pesach. And finally, Beis HaPras. That's a third example of where loyhi midu chachamim divreim b'makom karis. So what's a Beis HaPras? Beis HaPras, just the definition is it's a field. We know there was a kever once upon a time, and then the field was plowed. Now, midday raisa, you don't really have to worry. There's no hechrach that the plow even dug deep enough for it to have been able to touch the maize, for there to now be a concern that maybe the maize is scattered somewhere in the field. So on a biblical level, no worries. However, the Rabbanon said that there's a little bit of a chashash. So a Beis HaPras is an area where midrabbanon, a kohen, for example, can't enter, and a nazir can't enter. It's a place that midrabbanon we suspect is a makim tami. Either way, time we learn to the Mishnah of Shem B'Shem 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 agree, she'boitkin lo'isei Pesach, ve'ein boitkin lo'ichlei truma. That if someone's on his way to bring the Karban Pesach, and he has to walk through a Beis HaPras, that is a problem. If he walks through a Beis HaPras, he's going to be tami. It's going to impact his ability to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. So B'Shem B'Shem both said, boitkin lo'isei Pesach. However, in boitkin loich, so my boitkin, what does that even mean? Amr Rabbi Mashmu, menafech Beis HaPras v'hoilich. You can get down on your knees and you can blow. What do you accomplish by blowing? The assumption is that if there's a little bit of a bone, there's some thing there that maybe can be metamiyu, by you blowing it away, you're never going to come in contact with it. Rav Yudah bar Abaye b'shmid, Rav Yudah on the base of press, you need to start another kula that you find the base of press, that if it was trampled on, a lot of people walked on it, the halacha is going to be tar. Now this din, that boitkin base of press, menafech base of press v'hoylech, is really a very big kula. It's a kula. But the Chachamim allowed it. When did they allow it? Lo'isei Pesach. They didn't allow it Lo'isei Truma, for example, which is also a mitzvah. So Lo'isei Pesach they did. Why? Presumably because it's Karis. Oh, so you see from here, Lo'ihei Midu Chachamim Devrei B'makom Karis. Some of the stringencies that you ordinarily and typically would find as it relates to the Halachas Debreis HaPras were relaxed when it comes to the laws of Karban Pesach. So this is the third example of where Lohimidu Chacham and Devrayim B'Malkum Karas. Either way, Rabbah made a fascinating observation. Sometimes the Chachamim felt that even though we're dealing with Karas, it doesn't matter. Adin derabbanan, adin derabbanan. Himidu Chacham and Devrayim B'Malkum Karas. And sometimes Lohimidu Chacham and Devrayim B'Malkum Karas. Rabbah had three examples where Himidu and three examples where Lohimidu. Oral Hazavi Zemel Himidu. Oinein Mitzayra Ubeis HaPras. Loi heimidu, and on that note, hadron alach ha'ish. So the next perek that we're about to learn, which is the last perek before the last perek in the Masechta, before Arvei Pesachim, deals with the halachas of Pesach Sheni. So a lot of gishmak sugyas coming up, and obviously the laws of Pesach Sheni require a little bit of an introduction, but rather than interrupt the daf now with an introduction, we'll learn the first amid in Perek Mishahaya. I think we know enough about Pesach Sheni that we can at least make aschala on the sugya, and then after the daf, we'll go backwards and we'll do a little bit of an introduction. Zok to Mishnah, Mishahaya Tameh, if somebody was Tameh, or he was far away, and as a result, he couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon, he was Tameh, yes, can't bring the Karban Pesach. He was b'derech rechayka, physically. He was too far from able to bring the Karban Pesach. So the halacha is yasnes hasheni. He has the option, he could bring the Pesach sheni. Shogogay nenas, v'loy osas harishon. Let's say somebody wasn't tameh, he wasn't b'derech rechayka. However, by mistake, b'shoigeg, he forgot what day it was, some sort of shoigeg, as a result, he didn't bring the Pesach rishon. Or even better, he was an oynes. And as a result, he didn't bring the Pesach Rishon. The Loch is Yaseh Sasheni. He can bring the Pesach Sheni. If even a Shoigeg or an Oines is able to bring the Pesach Sheni, so then why did the Torah mention that who brings the Pesach Sheni? Someone that was Tameh when it came time to bring the Pesach Rishon, or somebody that was B'derech Rechayka? It sounds like Shogag, Oinenas. It could be anybody, says the Mishnah. The reason is She'elu Ptur Meikaris, Ve'elu Chayavim Meikaris. Because someone that was Tameh or was B'derech Rechayka is Potter from Karis, whereas the others are Chayav in Karis. Now, a simple reading of the Mishnah seems to suggest that a Shogig or an Oines would be Chayav Karis, which of course can't be. The Gemara is going to address it. Zok, the Gemara, Itmar, Hoy B'derech Rechayka. If somebody was B'derech Rechayka, so the Torah says, if someone's b'derech rechayka during Pesach Rishon, he now has the option to bring Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, what happens if someone's b'derech rechayka? However, he appointed a shliach. He had someone on his behalf, an agent, go and bring the Karban Pesach. Is that okay? Or is that not okay? V'shachtu v'zarku olav. Now you would think, why not? Well, what should be the big deal? Someone that's tameh, that's more of a halakhic issue that he has. But someone that's simply b'derech rechayka, why can't I make a shliach? I maybe get b'medina sayam. The Baal is b'medina sayam, and he made a shliach loylocha to now go to Eretz Yisrael to divorce his wife. Right? You can make a shliach to do something for you if you're b'derech rechayka. That's usually when people make shluchim, when it's b'derech rechayka. So that's the question. If someone's b'derech rechayka, can he have someone bring the Karban Pesach on his behalf or not? Rav Nachman Amar, yeah, hurts. Of course, why not? Rav Sheish Amar, loy hurts. Sheisha says the Chiddush. He says no. That if somebody is b'derech rechayka, he can't even have someone bring the Karban Pesach on his behalf. Nachman Amar, hurts. Rav Nachman said, hurts a mechas with the chas rachmana olav. Yavat tovi olav bracha. Someone that's b'derech rechayka, the Torah just had rachmanas on him. And the Torah said, listen, it's hard for you to bring the Karban Pesach. It may be hard for you to work out the logistics of having somebody do it on your behalf. That's fine. Don't do it. Mechas with the chas rachmana olav. We'll give you plan B. You could always bring the Pesach Sheni. But the Yavat, if he does it, Tavi Olav Bracha. Why not? Other Rabbi. Pesach Rishon is more like Atchilo. Rav Sheishis Ham, Rav Sheishis Aloyhor. It's a Midcha Dachia Rachmana Ketomei. The Torah juxtaposed the Tomei and the person that's B'derech Rechayka. Just like the Tomei is pushed away, he can't bring it. He can't figure out a way to do it. He's out. so too the person that's b'derech chayka won't be able to eat it. So it's machlokes is Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman said someone that's b'derech chayka that wants to have the Karban Pesach brought in his behalf can hurtza. Rav Sheshes said loy hurtza. I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said no. I mean, what's the makar to my halach? How do I know that I'm right? Meaning, what's my source that if someone's b'derech chayka but he wants to bring the Karban Pesach he can? So now we learned in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah. Mishnah Yatame. Oy b'derech chayka. Somebody was telling me he was b'derech chayka, but loy yases harishay, and he didn't bring the Pesach rishon. Yases hashen. He should bring the Pesach sheni. So Rav Nachman made a very subtle deal in the Mishnah. You know what it sounds like? V'loy asas harishayin. Michlal, the Iboyav. If he wanted to, he could have. But he chose not to. What do you mean? He chose not to. He didn't have a choice. He was b'derech chayka. Oh, vice versa, he couldn't have made a shliach. So even though he was b'derech chayka and he physically couldn't be there, but there was a way for him to have brought the Pesach Rishon. So Rav Nachman said, from the Lashon of the Mishnah, v'loy asas harishayin, it sounds like he made a decision not to bring the Pesach Rishon. It sounds like really, if he wanted to, maybe he could have. He's b'derech chayka. Derech chayka just means he doesn't have to. But at the end of the day, if he wanted to, he could have. Rav Sheshes, Amalek, Rav Sheshes is going to tell you, if that's a diak, if the loy also has a region, meaning Rav Nachman, I hate you there. But if it's a diak, look at the Sefer. Sefer says the same thing. Sefer, the Tani Shaga going nenas. If someone was a Shaga, it was a nine. Loy also has a region, yes, has a sheni. Now, midik Tani, loy also, mechaldi bayava. So you can make the same diak. It says, loy also has a region. Sounds like he could have. Now, who are we talking about over here? We're talking about a shogeg and a noinus. It's Hare Shogag, the Hare Nenas. Over there, it can't be true. The diak is not a diak in the Sefer, Rav Sheshes said. So it's not a diak in the Sefer. Who said it's a diak in the Reishna? Elo, so said Rav Sheshes. Now, Lamaisa, it says Velayasa Sarishai. And at the end of the day, really, it is a shtickle diak. So what's the pshat? Elo, Mezit Ktani Badayo. You have to add a word. You have to say that even though the Mishnah said Shogag Oinenas, that's the Sefer of the Mishnah, but really what it means to say is Shogag Oinenas, or even if he was amazed. Which, by the way, just to pause for a second, that's a chiddush. I mean, someone that's amazing on Pesach Rishon still has Pesach Sheni. We'll see a lot more about that in tomorrow's da. But that's obviously the halacha. That even someone that didn't bring the Pesach Rishon b'mezid, he still has the option, he still has this plan B, he can bring the Pesach Sheni. But the point is, when the Mishnah said v'loy asa es harishon, it wasn't referring to the Shagag, it wasn't referring to the Nenas, it was referring to the Mezid. Wait a minute, Mishnah didn't say Mezid. Sakhtar of Sheshes, I know it doesn't say it, but you have to add it, because there's no way in the world to say pshat. Any Torah you, Rav Nachman, are going to say in the Reishna is for sure not going to fly in the Sefer. So in the Sefer, you have to add a word. You have to add the word mezid. Oh, once you're adding the word mezid in the Sefer, hachinami, I think it's reasonable to add a word in the Reishna as well. Okay, what word do you want to add? The Reishna said, Misha yotame, oy b'derech chayko. What else? Oynein k'tani v'adai. I think we should add the word oynein. Now, an oynein is a person that was v'loy asa as harishon. And the reason he's considered a v'loy asa es harishon, because he could have done something about it. And being that he could have done something about it, and the reason he could have done something about it is because an oynein actually could bring the Karban Pesach. And being that an oynein, ayin Rashi, and being that an oynein can bring the Karban Pesach, when it says v'loy asa es harishon, it's not referring to someone that was b'derech chayka, but rather it's referring to an oynein. So again, Rav Nachman thought he had a diak. He said, Misha, you tell me you're b'derech chayka, v'loy asa es harishon. It sounds like someone that was b'derech chayka could have been asa es harishon. Said Rav Sheshes, no. You have to add words. Misha, you tell me you're b'derech chayka, oynein, v'loy asa es harishon. And v'loy asa es harishon is not going back on. Tell me it's not going back on someone that was with Erech Chayka, rather it's going back on Oine. Now, who gives you a right to just add a word? So that's what Rav Sheshes said. In the Sefer, for sure, you have to add a word. So once you have to add a word in the Sefer, so it's reasonable to say that you have to add a word in the Reisha as well. Why do you have to add a word in the Sefer? Because the Sefer said, Shagag Oinenas V'lo Yoseh Sarishon. It can't be Shagag Oinenas V'lo Yoseh Sarishon. Because if you're a Shagag and you, or you're an Oinenas, you didn't have the ability to be Oseh Sarishon. Elamai, you're going to add a word. Which word? Mezen. So once you're adding a word Mezen in the Sefer, add the word Oinen in the Reisha, that knocks out Rav Nachman's Diak. So Rav Ashman sees an Amidek. The Mishnah is actually doing that way. Right, the Mishnah said that if you're going to tell me a shayg again an oynis, also have Pesach Sheni. So lama nema tame a shayg b'derech chayka. So what was the answer? She'elu pturim mikares, she'elu chayavim mikares. So when we read the Mishnah, we said the Mishnah doesn't even read. Right? Who are you referring to? Who's chayv in kares? Meaning the person that was tame b'derech chayka didn't bring the carbon Pesach. He's not chayv kares. However, who's they? The shaygig and the oynas are chayv in kars. Even the shaygig and enas b'nei kars. Then of course they're not chayv kars. Elalav. So Rav Ashi said, Rav Sheshes must be right. You obviously have to add a word over here. You have no choice. What word are you adding? You're adding mezid in the sefer. You're also going to add a word in the reisha. Which word are you going to add in the reisha? V'oynein. You're going to add a word v'oynein in the reisha. If that's the case, this is a raya to what Rav Sheshet said. Now, just to pause for 1 second, just to learn this pshatava. How do you know from the Rav Ashi's diyuk that you have to add 2 words? Maybe just add 1 word. Meaning, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet are not debating whether we should add the word mezid in the sefer. It sounds like that's not up for debate. The Shaila, should you add the word oinin in the resha? Rav Nachman said, who said add the word oinin in the resha? When it says v'layasa sarishin, it's referring to someone that was b'der chachayka, kamash malon, that someone that's b'der chachayka really could bring the carbon pesach, ayidei shliach. It was Rav Sheshet that said, then no, someone that's b'der chachayka really can't bring the carbon pesach. What you have to do is, you have to add the word oinin. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi, masisa nami deka to who? To Rav Sheshet. Why? Because the Mishnah is talking about someone that's chayiv karis. Yeah, because the sefer we added mezid, and the mezid is the person that's chayiv karis. Who said from Rav Ashi's diyuk that you also are supposed to add the word oinin in the reshna? So the answer is just pashup shana in the Gemara. It's because the Mishnah's lashon was she'elu pturin ve'elu chayovin. Chayovin's a lashon rabin. Rabin sounds like there are 2 cases in the Mishnah for whom a chayiv karis. The Mishnah mentioned Toyet Tameh, he's not chayiv karis. Derech Chayik is not chayiv karis. Shogag's not chayiv karis. Nenah's not chayiv karis. So you'll add mezid in the sefer. Okay, so that's one. Who's Chayavin? Who's two? That's the riot of Rav Sheshet. So it must be you're adding Mezen in the Sefer, and you're adding Oinen in the Reshna of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's going to respond, Oilam HaMezen L'chudei. I agree you have to add words, and you have to add Mezen in the Sefer. And for sure, that's what the Mishnah means when it says Eilu Chayavin Mekaris, it's referring to the Mezen. Ubedinu, and if that's the case, the Boyle Lemisni Chayav. This is Pashup Shana in the Gemara. And therefore, really, you should have said Chayav, not Chayavin. Because only one of the 5 cases in the Mishnah. Ah, if that's the case, I did Tani Chayavin. Why did it say Lashon Rav? Not because of Oinen. I did the Tani Reisha Pturin, Tani Sevicha. Because there's 4 cases of Pturin. And there it's a Lashon Rav and Pturin. So we're just consistent in the Sprach of the Mishnah. So we said Pturin and Chayavin. But really, it could have said Chayav. Because really, you don't have to add Oinen either way. So Rav Nachman said, Minah, how do I know that someone that's B'der Chachayk, if he wants to bring the carbon pesach, he can? Because it says, Misha Yotame, Oy B'der Chachayk, Vila Yasna Es Arishon. It's a fest of Diyak. The end of the Gemara, Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshet, everybody likes this Diyak. The question is what it's referring to. So Rav Nachman said, oh, it sounds like it's talking to the person that was B'der Chachayk. Rav Sheshet argued. Rav Sheshet says, add a word in the mission. Just like you're adding a word in the Seifa, add a word in the Resha, Misha Yotame, Oy B'der Chachayka, Oy Oinen, V'lo Yasa Sarish. Oh, Oinen, Oinen could have brought the carbon Pesach. That's what we're referring to. We're referring to the Oinen who was Lo Yasa Sarish. Regardless, we now know Rav Nachman's Makar. His Makar was the Mishnah. The Mishnah that said, V'lo Yasa Sarish Pesach. I'm Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet. I mean, what's my Makar? Okay. Rav Sheshet defended why he doesn't agree with Rav Nachman's Zik. But that's not a Makar for Rav Sheshet. So what's Rav Sheshet's own Makar? The Tanya, he learned it from a Braiser. Rav Kiva, Rav Kiva said, Nema, Tomei, Nema, Nera, Chayka. The Torah put the Tomei and the Nera, Chayka together. And we learn from there that Ma Tomei, Shesipik, the other lasses, the Ene Yaisa. Just like someone that's Tomei, this is the person that really wants to bring. However, he just can't, meaning we're not allowing him to. After Erech HaKoyka, now I'm just thinking about the last is Veni Yosef. So too, the person that's with Erech HaKoyka, it's talking even about a case where this person really wants to, but at the same time, we're not allowing him to. So you see from me that even someone that's with Erech HaKoyka that really has a way to bring the Garban Pesach, Afal Pikin, we're not going to allow him to do it. Zoch to Gemara for Rav Nachman. What is Rav Nachman going to do? It sounds like a nice Makar. Amalucha, Rabbi Kivla Tamit. No, that Rabbi Kivla means something else. Hebrew is referring to a different halacha, and in fact, it's Rabbi Akiva Lishitasoi who holds the kasavar in shoychtin v'zorkin al tamei sheretz. What Rabbi Akiva was referring to is Rabbi Akiva's shita is that someone that's tamei tuma sheretz cannot bring the carbon pesach. Now that's a chiddush. The reason it's a chiddush is because the person that's tamei tuma sheretz at night will be able to eat from the carbon pesach, and afal pinkein da halacha is. He can't bring the carbon pesach. And that's what Rabbi Akiva meant. Rabbi Akiva meant that you find this idea by a tamei, even though right now he has no ability, but at the same time, tonight he'll be able to eat it. And afal pi kein, the halacha is, in shoich nevazark and al tamei sheretz. So he shtelled su that so too the halacha is going to be that if somebody is bederech rechoik at the time of the shechita, but he'll be able to eat the carbon pesach at night, then he'll be in Yerushalayim, he won't be B'derech HaChayk anymore. It doesn't matter, it's not going to be okay. That's what he was referring to. He parenthetically said, Rav Nachman, Vano, by the way, Svirli, Kaman Nama, Shoichten, Vizarkin, Al Tamei Sheretz. I don't even hold of that, Rasha. Because I hold like Kaman Nama that holds Shoichten, Vizarkin, Al Tamei Sheretz. Exhale, stop here. So as it relates to the laws of Pesach Sheni, which was the topic of the second part of the daf, and it's really going to be the topic of many of the coming dafin. So I think it warrants a little bit of an introduction, just in terms of, you know, understanding a little bit the context in which the parasha of Pesach Sheni was said, and just some of the basic halachos as it relates to the Pesach Sheni. The pasuk says in Parshas Bahaloscha. So the Iker Parsha of the Karban Pesach is in Parshas Bay. Achidish Azel Lochem, Rosh Chodashim, that's the first mitzvah that the Yidden got, quote unquote. Rashi says that in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, the Torah really should have started with Achidish Azel Lochem, Rosh Chodashim. And it's in the Parsha of Achidish Azel Lochem, Rosh Chodashim that we have the primary Parsha of Karban Pesach. But there's a secondary source in the Torah for the laws of Karban Pesach, and that's very much tucked away. It's in Parshas Baloischa. The pasuk says, "Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe in Midbar Sinai." Hashem spoke to Moshe in Midbar Sinai in the Sinai Desert. Ba'ashana Hashenis. This was the second year. Letzeisa Me'eretz Mitzrayim. From when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, Ba'chidish Arishayim. It was Chodesh Nisayim Leimar. And he told Moshe Rabbeinu, "I'm going to deliver a message to you, and I want you to take this message, and I want you to go tell it to the Bnei Yisrael." So the Yidden left Mitzrayim in Chodesh Nisan. That very next Chodesh Nisan, Ba'ashana Hashenis, again Rish Chodesh Nisan. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and he tells him the following. He says, "V'yasu b'nei Yisrael as a pasach b'mayada." The Yidden need to know that they have to bring the Karban Pesach. Barbos and Yerim Nachidish Hazeh b'in Rabbayim. What day of the month should they do it? On the 14th day of the month, Tasu Oysay b'mayada. Right? The Torah says b'mayada twice. One b'mayada says Rashi Chumash teaches me that the Karban Pesach was brought even on Shabbos, and the other b'mayada Rashi says teaches us that the Karban Pesach was even brought to Tumah. Kechol chum koisav ukechol mishpat of Tasu Oysay. The Karban Pesach should be brought kechol chum koisav ukechol mishpat of. Rashi says chum koisav means the laws that relate to the actual animal. It has to be a sheep. Can't have a mum, it has to be a male, it has to be 1 year old. What is kechol mishpatav? Those are some of the external halachas, the way it was prepared. It had to be roasted by fire, roishay al krav al kirbay. Regardless, tell the Yidden that they should bring the Karban Pesach, kechol chul koysav u kechol mishpatav. Yidabri Moshe b'nei Yisrael, last is a pasach. So Moshe Rabbeinu went to b'nei Yisrael and he told them what they're supposed to do. Continues the pasach, vayasu es a pesach barishayim barbasayim lachidish b'nei rabayim b'mid barzina. And the Yidden went and they did exactly what Moshe told them to do. Stating that, there were people, they were tamei tumas meis, they couldn't bring the Karban Pesach. So they went to Moshe and Aharon on that day. And these Yidden came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, we're tamei tumas meis. We can't bring the Karban Pesach. That's what I understand. Why should we lose out from our ability to be able to bring the Karban Pesach in the appropriate time? Together with Klal Yisrael. They said we want to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. Moshe Rabbeinu heard them out. Moshe told them, "Imdu, stop, wait here. Let me go to the Eibishta. Let me ask Hashem what the Aloch is. I'm going to get right back to you. Hold that thought." Rashi famously says, "Ashrei Yelud Isha Shekach Muftach." Take a look at the Madrega that a Yelud Isha was able to achieve. She calls Mancha Yeroitza Hayimadabre Mashchina. Moshe Rabbeinu literally tells these people, "I hear what you're saying. You're bringing up a good point. I'm not really sure." Imdu ve'eshma ma'yitzah v'ashalachem. Not just that, Rashi says that Omar lehem imdu ve'eshma ketalmen amuftach l'shmoy mipi rabbi. Moshe Rabbeinu knew he was going to have the answer. Right? He didn't say, "Let me ask Hashem, I'll get back to him. I'm not sure if he's..." He knew exactly. Ketamen amuftach l'shmoy. He knew the Eibishter was going to take his call. He knew 100%. He had absolutely no doubt. So either way, Moshe tells them, "Imdu ve'eshma, I don't know the halacha, but I'm going to go to the Eibishter. I know he's going to answer me. So just wait, and I'm going to let you know what the halacha is." Ay dabra shama Moshe leim. So the Eibishter came to Moshe and he told him, "Dabra b'nei Yisrael leim. And this is what you should tell the Yidden. Ish ki yid tami l'nefesh ayiderech rechayka lachem. If there's going to be a Yid that's tami l'nefesh like these people were, or pederech rechayka, and not only in this generation, but what I'm telling you now is going to be negeya all the future generations. For also Pesach Hashem, he should bring the carbon Pesach. Now, he's bederech rechayka, he's tami. B'chidash Hashem, don't do it b'chidash Arishan. But you should do it in the second month, in the month of Iyar. Barbas Nayoi, again on the 14th day, just like Pesach Rishon is brought by Yodalit, this should also be brought by Yodalit. Beinu Arbayin, just like Pesach Rishon is brought in the afternoon, this should also be brought in the afternoon. Yasu Oisai, Al Matzu Sumeroyim Yachlu. And just like Pesach Rishon is eaten together with Matzus and Mar, this should be eaten with Matzus and Mar as well. And he continued, and he said, Lo Yashiru Mimenu Ad Boiker. You have to make sure that you're not allowed to leave over any part of the carbon Pesach, the Pesach Sheni, until the morning. You have to make sure you don't break any of the bones. You have to treat the Pesach Sheni like it was a Pesach Rishon. And all the laws of Pesach Rishon are also going to be Negeya Pesach Sheni. So if that's the case, why did the Torah have to say, Ve'etzim lo yishbu rubai? Just say, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oysen. We know from Parashas Boy that there's a lot that says, Ve'etzim lo yishbu rubai. So the Gemara said on Daf Behei Amud Aleph, a lot of raid. It's coming to teach me that even though certain bones have Moyach inside, so you would have thought maybe those bones you should, because the other Yasei of Achilas Pesach, maybe that should be Doicha, the lava of Shira Sassim. So the Torah said it a second time to teach me that it's not Doicha. But either way, so Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, this was that turns to the Yidden, and he says, this is what the Eibishter told me, that there's something called Pesach Sheni, we're going to bring it in a month, and when we bring the Pesach Sheni, that's, you're going to have to treat it like it was a Pesach Rishon, and that's your plan B, that's going to be your way to make up for what you lost now. The Eibishter, however, continued, and he told him a few other halachos regarding Hilchos Pesach, not necessarily Pesach Sheni, but Negei Pesach. He said, "V'ish Hashu Tar." If someone is Tar, u'bederech loy haya, he wasn't far away. V'chadol Asas HaPesach, and he didn't bring the carbon Pesach. V'nichrisa haNefesh Ahimei Amel. This is the makar that carbon Pesach is kares. Kin carbon Hashem lehikri b'moyade, because he didn't bring the carbon of Hashem when he was supposed to. Cheto Yisa Ishahu. It's for that reason he's chayiv kares. One more pasuk, another halacha, not necessarily Nogeya Pesach Sheni. V'chiyogri itchem ger, if there's a convert for us a Pesach Hashem, and it brings the carbon Pesach, v'chukas haPesach v'mishpati ken yasa. He too should bring the carbon Pesach just like an ordinary yid. Chuka achas hi elochem. It's the same carbon Pesach la ger ula ezra ha'aretz. Doesn't matter if you're ger, you're ezra ha'aretz. Either way, you're going to bring the regular carbon Pesach. This is the parasha of Pesach Sheni. In the parasha of Pesach Sheni, there are certain halachos that are also Nogeya Pesach Rishon, regardless. The Iker Parasha of the Carbon Pesach is mentioned in Parashas Boy, but there's a secondary Parasha that's mentioned right here in Parashas Balois. Now the truth is, we're going to go through the halachos of Pesach Sheni as we learn the next few dafim. But there's a Rashi, a Poshet Rashi in Chumash, that's very, very important, that really in two lines encapsulates what Pesach Sheni is. Rashi is Dibur HaMaskel, Oy B'derech Rechoyka. It's Perek Tes Pasuk Yud. It's the second part of Rashi. Pesach Sheni, says Rashi, Matzah V'chametz Imay B'bayis. Meaning, Pesach Sheni is not another Yontif of Pesach. It's just another opportunity to bring the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach that was born on Yud Al Nisan, that was eaten B'lel Tezvav. So this is a backup opportunity if you couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon, which we saw, by the way. The Torah says, Misha Yotame V'Nefesh Oy B'Derech Rechayka. But the Mishnah says, even if someone was a Shoygik, even if he was an Oynes, and even better, even if he was amazing, you can have this halacha. But it's not a whole new Yontif of Pesach. In other words, Pesach Sheni is Matzah V'Chometz Imay B'Bayis. He's going to eat Matzah. Why is he going to eat Matzah? Because that's halacha in Hilchas Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach had to be eaten on matzah sumerayim. So you can have matzah because that's kechukas haPesach. You can have maror, that's kechukas haPesach. But at the same time, the chametz imoy, you're going to have chametz as well. The ain't sham yontif. It's not yontif, says Rashi. The ain't iser chametz. There's no iser chametz. Elo imoy b'achilasa. With the exception of while you're eating the Karban Pesach. Then says Rashi, imoy b'achilasa, then you're not allowed to eat chametz. Again, Pesach Sheni, says Rashi, matzah, you can eat matzah, because the carbon Pesach was eaten with matzah, but the chametz in Babayis. You're allowed to have chametz in your house. The ain't sham yontif, it's not yontif. The ain't iser chametz, there's no iser chametz. Ella, with the exception of ime b'achilasim, while he's eating from the carbon Pesach, then there's a halacha that you're not allowed to eat chametz. Rashi seems to be saying a very big chiddush. Rashi says that even though there's no iser to have chametz in your reshus on Pesach Sheni, and the Gemara is going to say it, so again, we'll see this all in the Gemara. But this is Rashi's Chiddush, and it's Rashi al HaTorah in Parashas Baal Oischa, that even though there's no Isser to have chametz in your house, however, imoy b'achilasa, you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach together with matzah and maror and chametz. Imoy b'achilasa, that already is going to be Aser. The Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei Aleph brings this Rashi, and he says, quote, V'hu etzli dover chadosh ma'oyit. To me, this is a very big chiddush. And to be honest with you, I have no idea where Rashi got it. Because as far as I know, there's no way to have chametz on Pesach Sheni, not even while you're eating the Karban Pesach. And I never saw this anywhere. The nira pashut, the im yotzna bevadai mutter kol ha-pesach im ha-chametz. There's no halacha anywhere that you're not allowed to have chametz, not in your reshus, and not even imei b'achilosan. So says the Michas Chinuch, who etz mi dover chodesh ma'oid, v'lo yodati mehechon yotzel l'rabbeinu. And the Michas Chinuch by Sarach in Rashi, he says he has no idea where Rashi got this new chiddush, this new halacha, that even though you're allowed to have chametz in your reshus on Pesach Sheni, but imei b'achilosan, to eat it together with chametz, that already is something that's going to be awesome. Remeir Simcha in Meshech Chachma, right here in Parshas Baloichon, says that I think I have two makaris to Rashi. I have a makar from the Pasuk, and I have a makar from a Taisefna. The Pasuk says that the Pesach Sheni was supposed to be eaten al matzos umeroyrim yoichlo. So this is classic Meshech Chachma. Pirish, what does it mean al matzos umeroyrim yoichlo? She yoichlo oisay rak in matzah. That's the only way you're allowed to eat the garment Pesach. But that was essen mit matzah umar, loyim chametz, as opposed to anything else. Not with chametz. If that's the case, so it comes out that even though the Torah said never said thou shalt not eat the Pesach Sheni together with chametz, but at the same time, the Torah did tell you how to eat it. It said eat it together with matzah umar. So if the Torah told you how to eat it, implied from there is how not to eat it. You have to eat it with matzah more. Okay, that means if I want to eat it with chametz, I can't eat it with chametz. So says Rameir Simcha, v'aviv lava b'michna laseh. The chen pirish Rashi. And that's what Rashi meant when he said, v'ein isen chametz, elo b'achvi laseh. Rashi was being mefarish to Pasuk. Michas Chinuch says he doesn't know where Rashi got it from. Rashi was reading the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, it tells you how you're supposed to eat it. You know, you eat it al matzah sumerayram yachlu. If you want to eat it together with something else, that's not al matzos umrayim echu. So it does it say mefurish you're not allowed to eat it with chametz? No, but Torah didn't have to, because sometimes the Torah says a lav more in an implied way. The Torah tells you an asay, and there's something called a lav haba michlal asay al matzos umrayim echu michlal. From there, you know that if you want to eat it together with chametz, that's something that's not going to be okay. Now it sounds a little bit like maybe according to the Meshech Chachma, let's say you want to eat it with something else. Something that's not chametz. You want to eat it with a fruit. It's not matzah and it's not mor. Maybe there too you would have the same. But either way, says Rameir Simcha, Michas Chinuch doesn't know where Rashi got it from. I don't know, to me, the simple reading of the Pasuk, this seems to be what it's saying. It says Rameir Simcha, that on top of that, I think it's a Taisefta. There's a Taisefta in the 8th parak of Masechtes Psachim, it's Halacha Gimel. Elu Dvarim Shebein Rishon L'Sheni. The following are examples of differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And in the spirit of an introduction to Pesach Sheni, it's worth going through the whole thing. HaRishon Begimel Kitin. We learned the Perek Tam and Nishcha when they brought the carbon Pesach. All of Klai Yisrael was divided into three groups. That was only done by Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni, you didn't have the halacha of three groups. Harishon Daicha Satoma. Pesach Rishon was Daicha Toma. Vein Hasheni Daicha Satoma. Pesach Sheni is not Daicha Toma. Harishon Chayav and Olav Karis. On the Pesach Rishon, Yechayav Karis. What about Pesach Sheni? So the Tesefta brings three shittos. It's going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf. Harishon Tan Chagiga. Pesach Rishon was brought together with a carbon chagiga, the chagigas yudalid, because the Pesach had to be nechal ala soiva, but ala soiva shel kachin. So you had to first eat a chagigas yudalid. Ve'in hasheni ton chagiga. There's no halacha of a chagigas yudalid. It has to be nechal ala soiva. All kachim has to be nechal ala soiva. But you don't have the halacha of soiva ala kachin. And finally, Rishon noyik kol shiva. Pesach Rishon is noyik 7 days, but v'hasheni yoymecha. Pesach Sheni is only noyik 1 day. Pesach Rishon is noyig 7 days. Pesach Sheni is only noyig 1 day. Frank Rameh Simcha. What is that last line in the Tosefta mean? Pesach Rishon is noyig 7 days. Pesach Sheni is only noyig 1 day. What halacha of Pesach Rishon is noyig 7 days? Karban Pesach is not noyig 7 days. Yontif? Chol Moed. So it's not really noyig 7 days. Is Matzah noyig 7 days? Matzah is a reshus kol shiva. The Vilna Goyen, the Maiserav. But Pashup Shat, it's a reshus kol shiva. What's noyik 7 days? There's one thing, says Rameh Simcha. Chametz. That's the only halach in Pesach. Right? We never think about that. It's a long yontif Pesach. But there's really one halacha that's noyik the whole 7 days. Chametz. Ma'yurah, ma'yumatzeh, tashbisu. That's the only halacha that's noyik for 7 days. Says Rameh Simcha, if the Tosefta said that Pesach Rishon is noyik kol shiva, and Pesach Sheni is noyik yom echad, it has to be talking about chametz. That means there has to be an iser chametz on Pesach Sheni. There has to be. Some form, some remez There has to be something. So what is it? What is? Where do you find chametz? That's the Makartar Rashi. It's not that you can't have chametz in your house. That's a Mishnah. You're allowed to have chametz in your house. But the Tosefta's mashma, that at least for one day, on some level, not the same, but on some level, there must be an issur chametz, because the only thing that's not, you call shiva. It's only chametz. You don't have anything else called shiva. So must be. Pesach Sheni has it. And that's what Rashi meant when he said, imay b'achilasa. Rav Shach, in his Avi Ezri, in Perik Yud, Halacha Tesvav, and Hilchas Karban Pesach, he brings this whole shmuz, everything we just said. He brings Rashi and Chumash, he brings the Mechaz Chedach's Kashna, he brings Ramey Simchas Makar from the Pasik, Al Matzus Umarayim Yechlu, he brings Ramey Simchas Makar from the Taisefta. But then Rav Shach says, I think it could be there's another way to read Rashi. And it could be the Achroinim, maybe, Lulei the Mistafina made a mistake in the way they read Rashi. Meaning, the simple reading of Rashi, the way all the Achroinim understood it, is Pesach Sheni, Matzah v'chametz imay b'bayis, v'ein shom yantif, v'ein isser chametz, there's no isser chametz, elo imay b'achilasa. With the exception of while you're eating. While you're eating the Karban Pesach, then there's an isser achila. I don't know where Rashi got it from. It's like Ramei Simcha, classic Meshach Achma. Maybe it's a lava ba michal asay. Says Rav Shach, I think there's another way you can learn Rashi. The ein isser chametz, there's no isser chametz, elo, rather, imay b'achil asay. You can eat the chametz while you're eating the Karban Pesach. Not the ein isser chametz, elo, imay b'achil asay. That's the only time you have the isser. So Rav Shach said, I don't think that's the pshat. I think what Rashi means to say is, the ein isser chametz, kama, elo, rather, imay b'achilasa, eat it together with the Karban Pesach. That's how much there's no isser. Said Rav Shach, the Mechaz Chinuch, the Meshach Chochma, obviously they didn't understand Rashi that way. But he said, Rulei the Mistafina, if I weren't afraid to go against all these Pashit, how to read a Rashi in Chumash? Pashit Shach, he said, I don't think imay b'achilasa is the Pshat, that's when there's the isser. Imay b'achilasa is a Rashi, if I care, you're allowed to eat it. You're even allowed to eat it, imay b'achilasa. So I saw in the Sefer Zois LeYaakov from Rav Shmuel Yankov Bornstein. Isn't Parshas Baal Loischon, this Rashi. So he brings, at the very end of the Shnickel, he says, Umaron, Zeichet Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, Ba'avi Ezri, Shmuel Yankov was a Talmud of Reb Shach, Docha Hadiyuk V'Divrei Rashi B'Chumash. He was Docha the whole Diyuk. Upirish HaKavana, V'Ein Aser, V'Ein Esu Chometz, El Imei B'Achnilasi, the other Rabbi. What Rashi means to say is, Afilu B'Shas Achilu, Efshner She'ehei Imei Chometz. See, he said, V'Zochisi Laharis Loizal, I had the schos, Reb Shmuel Yankov said, to show Reb Shach a diyuk in a Rashi. This is not a Rashi in Chumash. This is a Rashi in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. And Rashi over this also discussing the Pesach Sheni. So listen to this Rashi. Pesach Sheni, Einoy Aser B'Chametz, Elo, Sheton Matzel Mitzvah, V'Oichel Chametz Miyad. Pesach Sheni, again, Einoy Aser B'Chametz, no Issa Chametz, Elo, Sheton Matzel Mitzvah, it requires Matzah's Mitzvah, V'Oichel Chametz Miyad. So Rabbi Shmuel Yankov said, Miyad, what does Miyad mean? Miyad means immediately after. Right? Rashi didn't say you could eat chametz together with the matzah. So oichol chametz, Miyad. Miyad, immediately. What's immediately? No, biyachad. What's Miyad? What does the word Miyad mean? So Rabbi Shmuel Yankov says, push it to me. Miyad means immediately afterwards. Why? Because it's aser to eat it together with the Karban Pesach. Because this Rashi in Sukkim and Zayin on the days is l'shitasei to Rashi in Chumash. That is an aser to eat it imay b'achilasei. Because that's the miyad. If it's not, it wouldn't be miyad. It's b'shas maisa. Even right now he's be able to do it. Miyad sounds like a second later. It sounds like a second later. So he writes, l'chisi l'haris l'izal adik m'loshin Rashi b'sukkah v'nenem ma'oid. He said, Rav Shach, mamish enjoyed it. He thought it was a beautiful diik. Ach, hichzik bedachta. But he said, I'm not masking. I hear it's kevaldik, it's a beautiful diik. But I still think the Mechaz Chinuch and the Meshach Chach, but they didn't learn Pshat and Rashi correctly. I still think Pshat is the way I said it. And either way, he didn't want to budge. And he felt that his Pshat was really the right Pshat. Just to end with one machshava. The whole concept of Pesach Sheni is fascinating. Right? What's a Pesach Sheni? There are certain people that they couldn't bring a Pesach Rishon. And the Torah says that even though they couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon, but Afal Pikein, there's an idea that you have a Tashlumin. There's a concept that you couldn't bring Pesach Rishon. That's fine. Don't worry about it. You'll be able to bring a Pesach Sheni. Reb Chesky told me on the by the Shabbos Shal Chizik, Reb Chesky Kafta, that the Sfar Makdoshim say that what's the pshat that you have this idea of a Pesach Sheni? Right? There's no halach of a Shofar Sheni. There's no halach of a Dalad Minin Sheni. There's no halach of a Sukkah Sheni. Somebody couldn't, whatever, he couldn't hear the Shofar. So 30 days later, you can go ahead and you're going to hear Shofar again. So he said, what's the pshat? So Reb Chesky told it to me in the name of the Teferet Shloima, and I saw it on Shabbos, also in the name of the Chedush Arim, that the Sfar Makdoshim said that the Pshat is because what happened? What happened was the Pasuk says, Vahi Anoshim Asher Hayu Tmeim L'Nefesh. There were people that were Tmeim L'Nefesh, and they came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, Lama Nigara Levilti Hakavis Karmin Hashem V'Mayadu. Why should we have to lose out because of the fact that we couldn't bring the Pesach Shem? Vayim Ralei Moshe. Moshe said, Imdu V'Eshma Mayitzav Hashem L'Chem. So the Sfar Makdoshim, the Teferet Shloima, the Radomsky Rebbe, the Chedush Arim said, that really there wasn't supposed to be a Parsha Pesach Sheni. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the answer. Because there wasn't supposed to be a Pesach Sheni. Because there's no Shofar Sheni. And there's no Dalad Minim Sheni. And you don't have these halachas of a Sheni. What do you have such a halacha? So really there was not supposed to be a Parsha. But you know what happened? The Yidin came and they wanted it so badly. They said, Lama Nigara Lahakrivas Karban Hashem Emayadei. Why should we have to lose out? Because of the fact that we didn't bring it. And because they wanted it so badly. And Hashem saw their Bikush. So it's a gegangen in Leben that they should have an opportunity to be able to be mishtatif in the Karban Pesach. So Moshe Rabbeinu, you know something? Let me speak to Hashem. Let me see if I can work something out. Imdu ve'eshme ma'yitzav ashna lochem. And the Eivish gave a parasha Pesach Sheni. He said, really, it wasn't supposed to be a parasha. And that's why you don't have it anyways. No such concept of a tashlumen. But the whole parasha came about as a reaction. It came about as a result of the Lama Nigara. The Yidin came with a tain of Lama Nigara. And because they had such a bikush of Lama Nigara, they was zeichet to a parasha. They was zeichet to the parasha of Pesach Sheni. So the Chedush Arim said, Adava Niflo. We just went through the whole parasha of Pesach Sheni. Right in the beginning, Rashi says a dover niflo. Parasha Pesach Sheni begins by Yidabra Hashem al Moshe b'midbar Sinai b'shana hashenis l'tzeisa me'eretz Mitzrayim b'chodesh harishon leim. So when did this happen? It happened Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the second year from when the Yidden left Mitzrayim. Yidden left Nisan, that following Nisan. B'shana hashenis, that's when this all took place. Rashi says it's interesting because Sefer Bamidbar begins Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'midbar Sinai va'oyel moyed be'echad lachodesh hasheni b'shana hasheni let's say Eretz Mitzrayim lehmar. Sefer Bamidbar, literally chapter 1 verse 1 begins when b'shana hasheni Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and now 9 prokem later, 2.5 parashias later, we went backwards. Doesn't make sense. Had you go back a month, it's out of order. So Rashi says, "Ein mukta mocha b'tayr." You're right. Sefer Bamidbar begins Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and now middle of Baloyischa, we're holding backwards Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But why? There's got to be a reason. Why would the Torah Dafka put this out of order? For Lamele Pasach Bezu, so Rashi quoting a Sefri, "Mepneishu Gnusan Shal Yisrael," because really this was Gnusan Shal Yisrael. Shekol Arbam Shana Shal Yisrael Bamidbar, while Yekrivu Ela Pesach Zebivat. Because all the 40 years that the Yidden were in the Midbar, they brought one carbon Pesach. This was the only one. And had we started with this parasha, it would have made the Jews look very, very bad. Because we would have emphasized, we would have highlighted this idea. We're starting Sefer Bamidbar with a carbon Pesach, and then you're going to ask your Rebbe, and what about next year? And everyone's going to start squirming, because the Yidden didn't bring one the following year. 39 years would pass until the Yidden brought another carbon Pesach. It was in Gilgal in the times of Yeshua Benon. And pushed it, literally, to protect the dignity of the Jewish people. So you know what we do? We tuck it away. It's in Parshas Baloyischa. It's in a few parashas from now. We wrote it out of order. But you don't want to start Sefer Bamidbar because everyone's going to know it. And if everybody knows it, then it's just not going to look good. And pushed it, if good news from Shal Yisrael. But what's the question? The question is, why didn't you bring a Karban Pesach? Favos Hakenesh. What's Parshas Shat? Why didn't you bring the Karban Pesach? So Tosfos asks the Kasha. And Tosfos says the reason is because the Yidden didn't have Rismila. And because they didn't have Rismila, they couldn't maler their children. And as a result, they couldn't bring the Karban Pesach. Because as we saw in today's daf, not only can an Oral not bring the Karban Pesach, but someone that has a child that's an Oral also can't bring the Karban Pesach. There was no Rismila in the Midbar. And because there was no Rismila in the Midbar, so it's for that reason they had children that weren't Gemala. Tosfos' lashon is, Roiv of the Scharim in the Midbar were Arelim. That's what Tosfos says. And because Roiv of them were Arelim, so physically they couldn't bring the Karban Pesach. So Tosfos says, the Maman of Shach, if they couldn't bring the Karban Pesach, then what was the Gnus in Shal Yisrael? Then we're going backwards. What was the Gnus in Shal Yisrael? What was the Gnus in Shal Yisrael? Parenthetically, the Chasam Sofer says that I'll tell you a different reason, a Machshava. Chasam Sofer says, a Hergish, maybe why the Yidden didn't bring the Karban Pesach when they were in the Midbar for all those years. He says the reason is because what's the Karban Pesach? It's Zeichali Yetzias Mitzrayim. You have to be the Chassam Sofer to say this. He said that all the years that the Yidden were in the Midbar, they always wanted to go back to Mitzrayim. So Charno was Hadaga, right? Why did we have to leave? Oh, you took us out to kill us. He said that constantly, Jews constantly wanted to go back to Mitzrayim. They can say that, how could you bring a Karban Pesach if you want to go back to Mitzrayim? He says the whole Karban Pesach was Zeichali Yetzias Mitzrayim. So he says, if the Yidden constantly in the Midbar wanted to go back, until they came to Eretz Yisrael, that's when they finally came to terms with the fact that they were done with it. But as long as they were in the Midbar, they were always a little insecure, and they're always wanting to go back. So said the Chassam Sofer, you want to go back? How can you bring a Karban Pesach? Karban Pesach is Mishchu Yetchem. Get away from Mitzrayim. That's what this is all about. You can't bring a Karban Pesach if you're still in your mind attached to Mitzrayim. And he says, that's why the Yidden all those years in the Midbar, they never fully removed themselves from Mitzrayim. Brilliant. And that's why they couldn't bring the Karban Pesach. But again, the kash is, the Pashup Shah, why they didn't bring the Karban Pesach is because their children were Arelim. So if they were Arelim, so what's the Gnus in Shal Yisrael? There was no Bris Mila. So if there was no Bris Mila, what was their choice? That's Toisvis Kasha and Kedush and Daf Lam and Zayin and Mabez. So the Chedush Arim said, you know what the Pshat is? He says, you see from the Parsha Pesach Sheni, that had the Yidden wanted badly enough to bring the Karban Pesach, David would have gitzach an eitzah. There would have been a vayoymer ash Moshe. Moshe would have turned to the Yidden and said, "Imdu ve'eshma, let wait 1 second, my yitzav Hashem eschem." And there would have been a parsha, and it would have worked itself out. And now you know that, you see that from Pesach Sheni, because there was supposed to be no Pesach Sheni. And the only reason there was a Pesach Sheni is because the Yidden came and they said, "Lama nigara la, built the hakrav as carbon Hashem b'mayadu v'toich b'nei Yisrael." He said, if the Yidden had a heritage of lama nigara, they would have brought a Karban Pesach 39 years in the Midbar. That was the Gnus in Shal Yisrael. Did they have an excuse? Yeah, they had a great excuse. Halachically, they were exempt. But the Tmeim Lenefesh also had an excuse. They were also potter. They were also together Einis Mechmano Patre. But they slept out of the Eivishta Parasha Pesach Sheni. Because this was something that they wanted badly enough. They came with a Tain of Laman Igara. And what was their reward? Their reward was Dabrel B'nei Yisrael Leimar. That is a Va'asa Pesach Lashem Pachodesh Hasheni. That is a Parsha Pesach Sheni. Said the Chedush Arim, if they didn't want to bring a Karban Pesach, they could have. Obviously, they didn't want it badly enough. And that was the Gnus in Shal Yisrael.